Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H Program Assistant Tammy Agidi. Good morning, Tammy. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And so today, you're going to be talking about some of the different opportunities 4-H kids have?
Yes, we are. As you know, summer is a very busy time for all youth, but especially 4-H youth. We continue to have opportunities for our youth to continue to grow and learn skills that will prepare them to become independent and responsible adults. Last week, I know on the show, Janae shared the results of the district favorite food show and the judging contest. Those winners were able to go on and to compete today in Emporia at the area contest. This judging contest includes the areas of photography, horticulture, crops, and foods and consumer science. This Thursday on June 24th, there is an opportunity for youth to do livestock judging, which is held in Yates Center, Kansas. Youth will have the opportunity to participate in judging of beef, swine, lamb, and goats. There's also a livestock skill-a-thon that youth are able to participate in to gain knowledge of the livestock. Another opportunity that is available is June 27th to 30th is Camference, which is held at Rock Springs Camp, and that's for ages 12 to 14. It's for those kids who are too old to go to camp, but they still would like to get the camp experience, but they have a chance to develop critical skills so that they can set themselves up for success in the future. Another thing that the Frontier Extension District does every year is we put on an annual day camp for youth ages 7 to 11. It is a camp experience in a day, and this day is filled with activities like playing games, making crafts, making a snack, and other activities. This year, we're going to be able to go swimming at the Garnett Pool. We rotate this camp in the district from Anderson County to Osage County to Franklin County. And so this year it's held in Anderson County. It'll be held at the fairgrounds in Garnett, Kansas at the North Lake on June 30th from 9 to 3. And you don't have to be in 4-H to attend this day camp. So we hope kids will come out and enjoy the day with us. And as we continue, you know, throughout the summer, that kind of wraps up our June, but we're getting ready for our fairs, as I know Janae has mentioned before. July 7th through 10th is our Osage City Fair in Osage City, Kansas. Then there is a Richmond Free Fair in Richmond, Kansas, July 8th through the 10th. And that fair, the children do not have to live in Franklin County. It can be Anderson County, Osage County, Franklin County, Miami County. Kids come from all over to participate in that fair. And then the Franklin County Fair in Ottawa is July 13th through the 18th. And then the Anderson County Fair is in Garnett, Kansas, is July 26th through the 31st. And then Lane Free Fair in Lane, Kansas, is August 5th through the 7th. And then the Overbrook Fair in Overbrook, Kansas, is August 11th through the 14th. So these are just some of the opportunities and things we have going on this summer that 4-H youth in the Frontier District have available to them. And they can learn skills like leadership, communication, self-confidence, responsibility, and decision-making. So we hope they have a good time, but we know it's a busy time.
All right. Thank you, Tammy. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.